We're now joined by head coach Jeremy Esri of the North Central Missouri College men. They had a tough one last Saturday on the road at St. Louis, just a gym that it's been tough to get in the win column through the years. And I don't think there's a gym that's involved in the troubles on Tuesday night. I was talking with Coach Esri about the trip up to Indian Hills. They needed to get a game in, and unfortunately, you go up to Indian Hills, a powerhouse Division I program, and if you're going to be competitive in the second half, you're having a pretty good night. And they ran you off the floor in the first half, Coach. But as you said, you know, part of the Tuesday night idea there was, you know, with some scouts in the gym, you wanted to get some opportunity for some of your sophomore players to get some looks.
Yeah, that's probably, you know, one of the positives to take away from Tuesday, because they really handed it to us first half. And you know, they played like the number two team in the nation, and they played really well. But there were a lot of Division I schools in the gym, and you know, hopefully it got some of our guys some exposure to some of those schools, and you know, and it was a positive just to let our guys know second half that we can play with them at times. You know, they definitely were a little bigger, a little taller, a little stronger than us, but you know, basketball skill wise, I thought we did okay.
Well, and, you know, we've talked about this, and it's difficult. I think it was 64-28 or something like that in the first half. So, you know, that was difficult for the guys. But if you get better by playing good teams, your team got better on Tuesday.
Yeah, you like to think so, and I really think we did. You know, we'll find out Saturday if we did. But their pressure was really good, and just to handle the pressure and to be able to you know, go against that length and go against that size and strength and stuff. Hopefully that helps us in the long run on games like tomorrow or games like Penn Valley and games like the region tournament.
As far as Penn Valley goes, and I know that you kind of you put games in because you need to fill a schedule. So if somebody's available, you say that's going to work there. I'm looking at it saying, you know what, Indian Hills plays a lot like, I'm sure they do, they play a lot like Penn Valley. I'm sure they have athletes and they get up and down the floor. So they play like Penn Valley. They're just a lot better than Penn Valley. So playing Indian Hills, the idea this week is that's going to really help you guys for Penn Valley, which is a similar team, just not at the same level.
Yeah, we hope so. You know, that was kind of the goal and the thought process behind playing Hills and stuff this late in the season is to really challenge us, and they definitely challenged us to put us in position to succeed throughout February. So hopefully that works.
You know, there's something to be said too. I don't know how they do it, because you know, these small little towns. You got one that won the D2 national championship last year up in Creston. You know, Indian Hills has been a national power here for a couple of decades at least. Mm-hmm. They're getting the job done there in the Hawkeye State.
They are. You know, it's kind of a underestimated basketball state right now, especially junior college wise, but they're getting it done, and you know, it's trickled down to some high schools. We're after some kids and around the or in Iowa and stuff, just because it's a good brand of basketball. Now Indian Hills didn't have a single Iowa kid on their team, but mm-hmm. You know, they really enjoy the basketball up there. They really get behind it, they support it, and you can see that in the facilities, and you can see that just by going to a game in the crowds.
Ryan Ward got a concussion last week at St. Louis. How is he looking for, I would assume he didn't play Tuesday, how is he looking for Penn Valley on Saturday?
Yeah, you know, and that's what I was joking with some people. If Ryan plays, we probably win by two. Yeah. You know, he's probably good for a 47-point game for us in Indian Hills. But Ryan's doing better. He finally got on the court for the first time yesterday. He passed his concussion test, and we didn't get him in any contact drills yesterday. We might slip him in one or two today to see how he feels, and just kind of we're kind of playing it slow. You know, it's a pretty serious thing, as we all know from watching sports on TV and stuff. And I think he got knocked pretty hard last Saturday. So I would expect him to play this next game, but we're going to let him kind of let us know how he feels, and we'll get a feel for him more so today in practice and in warm-ups.
It was a different collision for Ryan, and it was kind of odd in that so often you think concussions, you see the helmet-to-helmet hits in football and things like that, where you know, Ryan took, from the way I understand it from you, Coach, he took a shoulder from a big boy from St. Louis right in the chin, and it kind of just jarred his whole head and got a little bit of that just a little bit of that back and forth thing going in the brain. So you can see how it happened.
Yeah, not your typical concussion that you really think of, head to head collision or banging your head on the floor or something. But he was playing defense, and my kid got his shoulder in underneath his chin and just kind of went up strong, and Ryan took the brunt of it. So it was it looked like it hurt pretty bad, and the way, you know, looking at him right afterwards, he was definitely dazed. He was definitely out of it a little bit. So you know, we're lucky they had some good trainers there that were able to take care of him and recognize the situation and do the best they could with it.
If you win on Saturday, Coach, is there any chance for the Pirates to get the number one seed and not have to play in that semifinal, or is that going to be difficult?
It's going to be pretty difficult. There's a slim chance that happens. But, you know, we got to win regardless and put ourselves in a great position for whoever we play in the region tournament. But I would say we're probably going to be a 2 seed or a 3 seed going into it. St. Louis and Penn Valley will have to play they play the 24th, so we won't really know for a couple of weeks on the seeding and stuff. But I would say we're probably going to have to prepare to win 2 games down in Jeff City.
Is the region tournament, I'm looking at my calendar here for my own benefit because I kind of know when high school districts are in playoffs and those things. Are we looking at the first and second Friday and Saturday for that tournament down in Jeff City?
Second and third.
Okay. So Saturday, yeah, Sunday.
Well.
Oh, never mind. No, that second and third is Friday, Saturday.
There we go. Second and third, yep.
Yeah, we're good. So that would be similar to last year as far as just, I know last year it's a good problem to have. We had the Trenton girls and the North Central Missouri College women playing at the same time. You got goals of getting yourself into that Region 16 title game this year.
Yeah, you know, that's we talk about it all year, and it's definitely one of our goals, and hopefully we're playing on Saturday.
As far as Penn Valley goes, Coach, you've seen them once on your floor. You get another shot at them on their floor. What needs to change from the first time you played them to get a W down there?
Probably two main things are taking care of the basketball. You know, and you saw that last Saturday against St. Louis, too. We just got to value the basketball. Every single possession, we'll have some good possessions, but then there'll be some possessions where we're just kind of careless with it. We'll get in some ruts of throwing the ball away, and then second thing would be transition defense, and they kind of go hand in hand. If we're turning it over, they're usually running to the other end and getting something in transition. So we got to we have to eliminate our turnovers, eliminate our transition defense, and we should be in a good spot.
You know, the fun thing with going down to Penn Valley, I've seen this for years, it's hard to win there, but you got, usually, and you do this year, Jalen Gant, Jacinto Scott, a couple of Kansas City kids, they really get up for playing in their hometown. They usually play well in that gym.
Yeah, you know, it's nice. It's nice for them to get back and for family and friends to get out and see them and not have to make a long drive. And hopefully they do a pretty good job with it, but hopefully they attack it the right way, and you know, they're going to be excited, but they, at times they got to control their emotions and all that. But I think you know, like you said, they usually do a pretty good job with that.
The first time you played Penn Valley, I think Jalen had a remarkable game, really, really solid. You just couldn't get a lot of scoring around him. So if you get, you know, having Jalen get upwards into the 30s is great, but if he's kind of, you know, your one big threat, you would rather have more balanced scoring, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we need a little more balance there. You know, Ryan struggled shooting a little bit, and we don't anticipate him doing that again. He'll make his shots. And Cody Glenn played really good for us against Penn Valley the first time, and we anticipate him doing that again. And, so we got to hit some shots when they collapse on us, and then just finish around the rim some. I think we left a couple out there that we probably shouldn't have, just layup-wise and stuff. So we do that, and a little bit more balanced would be nice.
Even, you know, you mentioned Cody Glenn. You can mention the couple of guys you have from Green Valley. You know, those aren't necessarily Kansas City area, you know, cities, but they're close enough to Kansas City that, you know, they're going to be playing in Penn Valley closer to home than they would at the Ketchum Center. So that'd be exciting for those kids.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a home game for a lot of us. It's kind of nice. You know, we traveled 4.5 last Saturday. We traveled three-ish or so on Tuesday, and so we've had a couple long road trips where not a whole lot of parents have been able to come. We've had some great support, but it'll be nice to travel, but not travel, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
And only go about an hour and a half, 2 hours away, let some of these guys' family and friends travel with them. And Kansas City's, you know, great destination if you got other stuff to do, some shopping, some eating, stuff like that. So hopefully people can make a day of it.
Yeah, there's going to be some snow, it sounds like, tomorrow. So hopefully Mark has the good, steady hand driving that big bus.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, Mark's a heck of a bus driver, so he'll do good in that snow.
Yeah, he'll get us there. Snow doesn't worry me. Ice does. Snow never really worried me. Coach, best of luck against Penn Valley. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.